Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
Because everybody is not a full-grown, mature Christian in faith. Brother John back there and myself have had the privilege to walk in things that the majority of the church has never even dreamed of. And I'm grateful for that, aren't you, Brother John? I am grateful that the King has revealed those things to us, and he and I is doing our best to teach and train the body of Christ what God's Word says. Now, by faith, the Word of God says all things are possible to them that believe. By faith. So if you have faith or knowledge of God's Word, and you call God into remembrance, you can literally bring your granddaughter back from the dead, which I'll tell you that story in great detail tonight. Now, most people, most Christians that I know, probably 99 and 9/10% of them, if they'd have walked in that hospital room after losing their wife and their daughter that day, and their bodies tore all to pieces and a head-on accident, and then these two little girls laying there, and every doctor tell you, "I'm sorry, sir, it's over," they're dead. Most people would have just fell to pieces. But I didn't. I took God's Word and said, "No, I will not receive that report, and this is what God said, and I'm going to claim this, and He's going to do it." And man, He did it. I mean, He did it. So by faith, what can you do? That's absolutely right. That's what Jesus said. Now, I realize that most people don't believe it. So, I mean, you'll hear everybody. That's just like the other day, sir. There was a young man come to me with a question about Daniel chapter 10, about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he told me something, and I said, "No, sir, you're misinterpreting that scripture." And he said, no, this is what it says. He said, "I have read six commentaries on this chapter, and every one of those men agree with what I'm saying." I said, "Well, sir, I hate to tell you, but you and those six commentators are wrong." He said, no. He said, "We can't all be wrong." I said, "I'm going to guarantee you, you're wrong. You misinterpreted the scripture." I said, "This is what it says." And so I took him through it and showed it to him. I don't think I ever did convince him totally what it says. So a week later, I was on the way to San Antonio to minister to a woman, and I had two men with me. And I asked one of the very young spiritual men, 22-year-old, that was with me, that hears from God really quick. I said, "Son, read Daniel 10, and I want you to tell me what certain verses say to you." And so he started reading, and he read them out loud. And then I said, "Now, what'd they say?" And he told me, I said, "Well, the first part's right." I said, "Now, what's the second part says?" And he said, and I said, "No, that's not right." He said, "But Thurman, that's what it says." I said, "No, you misinterpreted that." I said, "Read it again." He read it again. He said, "No, that's what it says." I said, no. You're wrong. I said, "No scriptures for private interpretation. Ask the Father in the name of Jesus to give you revelation on that scripture." He said, "Father, in Jesus' name, tell me what that says. Did I miss it?" He said, "Lord, thank you." He said, "Tell me, it says this." And I said, "That's exactly it." The Lord, the instant He asked the Father in the name of Jesus, He gave Him revelation on that verse, and He got it just like that. And it's amazing how different people read God's Word and say, "This is what it says." But that's not what it says. It's so easy to misinterpret God's Word. And no scriptures of private interpretation. And that's why, as you read the Word of God in the Holy Spirit, that is the only way to get it. Now, you can listen to all kinds of people, all kinds of radio programs and everything else, but you have to be very careful what they say. You have to be very careful. And just like Brother John said there a while ago, don't do nothing without going to God and asking Him, "Lord, is this what you mean?" And if you'll stay with Him, He will give you an answer. But as far as taking communion every day, I don't have a problem with that at all. Not at all. If a man wants to take communion every day, I mean, there's some days on Sundays I take communion out at one church and take it at another church two times in the same day. And I really think there's healing power in communion. I really think there's great power in communion. Well, if you take, and I have used that verse several times for myself. First time I used that verse in Mark chapter 16, verse 18, that says, "No deadly poison shall hurt you." I was out in my field and I was building fence, and I had trenched for a corner post, and I had trenched through a huge fire ant bed. Now, some of you may not know what fire ants are, but in Texas we have a little tiny, tiny black ant that when they sting you, they leave a whep on you about 10 times big as their body. I mean, they got fire in them. Now then, they're everywhere down there now. I mean, they're all over. And whenever one of them or two or three of them gets on you, man, I mean, it'll just set your hand on fire. But if you get into a bed of them things, I mean, you're in trouble. They have been known to cause cardiac arrest on people. They're that powerful. Well, I was down in a hole one day cleaning out the hole, and I had trenched through one of these beds, and there was thousands of these things down there. I didn't see them in this black dirt. It was working alive with them. And all of a sudden, I am on fire. And when I jumped out of the hole and looked, I am covered with, everywhere I can see, fire ants, solid. My face is just burning like gasoline's poured on my neck and everything. So I know they're all over me. And they all stung at the same time. I jumped up out of that hole. I grabbed my right glove off. I throwed it to heaven. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in Mark chapter 16, verse 18, no deadly poison shall hurt me. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I claim that right now. And instantly, in one heartbeat, every ant was blowed off of me and completely gone, and I never had one single whip on my body. Not one. Amen. So, yes, that works. You by faith, nothing is impossible.
Nothing.
All you got to do is find a promise in God's Word that will fit the circumstance that you need at the time and claim that promise. See, the Lord told us in 2 Peter 1, He said, I have given you these exceeding great and precious promises. Exceeding great and precious promises. That you might, through the knowledge of them, you might become partakers of the divine nature of God. Everything is yours. He didn't leave out nothing. You don't need anything. You don't need to pray for nearly nothing. He's already given it to you. All you got to do is claim it. It's already there in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's so wonderful when you begin to get the Scripture in you. It's awesome.
Yes, this is a testimony. Yesterday I was here, and end of the service, you're just answering all the questions. I was kind of a little bit disappointed, to tell the truth. Why he's not praying for the sick? Because I expected the prayer at hand. Then I left. I couldn't wait. I left. I had the symptom of cataract, and I couldn't see the road very well in the night. So actually, I was hesitant coming, but I came yesterday with the faith God will help me. Then when I driving yesterday, I could see the road so well. It's not double line, you know. So I was healed, you know, by faith, and I just simply accepted by faith. I cast away all the spirit of infirmity. So it is my testimony. Even you are sitting here, healing anointing was really touched me. So I really, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. And another one is when you mentioned about third heaven. See, in my experience, one time my spirits out of my body while I was praying. Then I saw some heaven. But the other one is whenever I sing in by the Holy Spirit, and whenever I play by the Holy Spirit, I see all these angels dancing and singing, and also I see all this living water is running, and I feel all these things. And recently, my daughter was passed away last year. She went to heaven. I was very in grief, and the Lord showed me. He gave me lots of heavenly music. I could sing from my mouth, and I see my daughter was dancing with the white robe. Is it third heaven, or what is it?
Oh, yeah, in the third heaven, we have these white robes of the prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
absolutely. Yeah, I could even, I have in this feeling, even I was driving in the car. So I don't know what is it.
We are absolutely, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Just by faith, that goes to prove who the healer is, isn't it? All she done was come expecting, and Jesus showed up. Nobody even got to pray for her. Gee, isn't that awesome?
That's your last one.
Guess who gets all the glory on those kind of things, brother? God does. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
I just want to know, I know God is the healer above everything, and He created man, right? And He instituted the doctors. So what role do they have in this world, doctors? Because they must have some role, right?
Well,
they deliver babies. I wouldn't want to deliver it myself.
Well, now, technically speaking, we didn't have doctors to deliver babies until just the last couple of hundred years. Before that, the ladies did it themselves. You know, so now then, today, I want you to know something that I'm totally against. When you go as a family, when you have a child, and you go to the doctor, they first start doing all these things, and then the minute the baby is born, the poor little guy, the first thing they do, if it's a boy, they circumcise him the first day. It's supposed to be done the eighth day. Then they immediately stick a needle in his heel to make him bleed, to get his blood, to take a blood sample. I'm totally against this. I mean, I think babies still ought to be born at home with God. I think we ought to learn to trust God for everything. I'm going to tell you that if you trust God for everything, God will show up and He will perform everything, and you won't have to give all your money to those doctors. You know, now since Brother John and I have learned this, in fact, I had a lady in my church 33 years that's walked in divine health for 33 years, and a couple of weeks ago, the devil tried to come up on her and kill her. He was putting a symptom. She's an elderly lady and was putting a tremendous angina heart pain on her, and she literally was come to the healing school and was going to come down and interrupt and have me pray for her because she was hurting so bad. And the Lord spoke to her and told her, you made 33 years ago, you'd accepted me as your healer. Was that settled or not? And she said, yes, it was. He said, then you don't need Thurman to pray for you. Amen. She said, all right, Lord, then I'll just get up and go outside and take your name, and I'll take care of this myself in the name of Jesus. So she said, I started to get up to walk outside, and the minute I started to get up to walk outside, the devil left, the pain left, and she never did even have to rebuke him. And Sunday she gave the testimony in her church that I had not had another pain since then. See, the enemy's coming up on her, putting a symptom upon her, trying to get her to yield with her tongue so he can kill her. The minute she yields with her tongue, she loses it, and the devil has legal right, and now he brings a heart attack upon her, and he kills her.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.